Hey, this is Joe Holloway with the Baylor Lariat Sports Podcast. We're hanging out. Brian Bateman, Garrett Turner, talking sports yet again. Brian, what's on the table this week?
All right, well, our first one today is on football. We're going to talk about the kind of depressing thing up there in Stillwater, but at the same time, you got to take into account that they were number 8 in the nation. They've actually moved up. Strong team with Oklahoma State, but Baylor did fall 30-46. So I guess the first thing we got to talk about is just that defense, being able to shut down Baylor's running game. Robert Griffin only had a few yards, and I think we totaled 42 total. So, I mean, how important is that running game for Baylor's offense?
I think it's immensely important. Just if you look at the games we've won, the games we haven't, it's been a question of how effectively we've been able to run the ball, and sadly we weren't able to.
Is it a running game or is it scrambling that most racked up? Because I don't really know if you can really categorize as a running game, considering that the running backs, I don't know the last time that they've rushed more than Griffin.
Right.
Finley had more against
Iowa State. That comparison Griffin, is, I just want.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that is true. There is, it's a lot of it is scrambling with Griffin just getting out there and running and going crazy. But a lot of them are also designed runs, which we didn't see as much against Oklahoma State because I think
some great rushers, great right. D-line.
And we've noticed throughout Bryles' campaign, he kind of likes to pick his battles, and I think he kind of knew coming into this game that they were going to be pretty well challenged on the zone read. I think we only saw the zone read once or twice this entire game, which is like the basis of the beginning of this year. So I mean, it's evolving, but Oklahoma State just was really able to shut him down. And one of the biggest things I saw, because I was actually there, I saw that Griffin did not look comfortable at all. Like, he was over there, he's running around, like he's running for his life. Now we know he's been able to make some great plays, but he just didn't have that fire that we saw with him earlier. So, I mean, if y'all can talk just about in the past games, when he had, what does he look like when he has been really confident?
He looks poised. Bryles really, addresses it, that it's easy to be poised when you have that kind of athletic ability. And it seems like, maybe his confidence got a little shattered.
Well, it's easy to be poised when you're not going up against one of the best defensive lines in the nation. And when you are, it's a real test of that.
Right. So. Yeah, and I think another thing that I was noticing is they start out early. Oklahoma State, obviously, they talked all the way about Kendall Wright, and they shut him down. The first two plays were to him, little screen passes or little swing passes, and they got stopped for no gain, loss of 2 yards. And I think from that point on, they really keyed on him, and he's Kendall Wright is becoming kind of his safety valve, like Terrence Parks was for Sean Bell a couple years ago. And without him in the offense, then Griffin just didn't really feel, comfortable.
It also helps comfort level when you have open receivers and when they're open when they catch balls.
Right, exactly. Another big problem, Justin Akers. David Geddes had one huge drop that could have been a touchdown right away. And a couple other guys, Kendall Wright, dropped another one. And just that's something that has been really plaguing these Baylor receivers the last couple of years.
It's an unofficial statistic, but one that is probably, one could argue that it's more harmful than most other statistics.
Right, because most of the time they were wide open on a lot of these, and on crossing routes and things. Some of the passes that Griffin threw against Oklahoma State were behind them, but the ones that were drops, they're just right there, perfect throws, and that just doesn't help when you have a freshman quarterback who's trying to gain confidence in a game like this on the road against a really tough opponent. Now, Joe, you're noticing that there are quite a few drops by the wide receivers.
Yeah, I think it's just I think a lot of what Griffin's comfort level has had to do with, and that it may not have been as high as in previous game, was that, I mean, it's easy to be confident when you know that you're going to throw a pass to an open receiver and they're going to catch it. When they're not open as much as maybe they would like, and when they are open and they just drop balls, it's not going to help Griffin's confidence going against a tough, tough OSU team.
Right. Now, all of those were just, right there, and they should have been caught, but once again, it's an unofficial statistic, so you can't really throw that into the equation when you go against, when you look at the stats. But
hard to keep track of, that doesn't mean it doesn't hurt us.
Right, definitely. Moving on, though, from Oklahoma State game, obviously that was a tough loss, but now we got Baylor's got Nebraska going on the road again. Tough, tough environment.
They're definitely confident because Baylor hasn't been, Baylor's like to automatic win, and a lot of people's got to show toughness. Mm-hmm. when we got to win it in the defensive offensive line.
Right.
I think the outcome depends largely. Nebraska, didn't you mention earlier that their biggest issue is perhaps their consistency?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which team is going to show up?
Right, that's definitely true. We look at Texas Tech, and we look at them playing against Iowa State and some other schools. Virginia Tech, they didn't look any good this year. Then they show up against Texas Tech, who my opinion is that they're a little bit overrated, but still at the same time they're a good squad.
No doubt.
They really take them to overtime, and then they have a blowout of Iowa State just as we did. So you don't know what's going to happen every week. It's a matchup game. It's almost like a basketball game. It's just a matchup thing right now when you're at this level where they are right now, where you don't know whether they're going to be good or they're going to be great or they're just going to be average. It's just they're just kind of right there. So
Nebraska will have home field advantage, but I think that Baylor might be able to prove a little something after getting blown out by OSU, so they might have that on their side.
Proving Nebraska would definitely be a statement for Coach Briles and his team. We've got to catch the ball.
Right, that's definitely true. And I think the last thing to add about this is that Joe Gans, their quarterback, I believe it's Joe, Gans is his last name, he is a mobile quarterback. He's not going to be a rusher very much, but he is very mobile. And we saw last week against Oklahoma State was really, there was Riley Skinner from Wake Forest, but there really hasn't been too much of a mobile quarterback that Baylor's gone against this year. You got Sam Bradford and you got Arnaud wasn't very, mobile at all. So I think we saw, because Zach Robinson last week was able to just run all over Baylor when everybody else was covered. So it's going to be very important for this Baylor defense to take care of their defensive assignments, but at the same time watch.
Contain the quarterback.
Right. And what do y'all think about that? Do you think that's going to be, do y'all see any other big keys to this game?
Didn't Zach break off a how long a run was his on a fourth?
Right, it was 3rd and 29, and he got a 23-yard or 26-yard scramble or 23-yard scramble, and then we jumped off sides to make a 4th and 1.
Yeah, they're just gonna have to do something to plug that up.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So we got Nebraska coming up this weekend on the road. It'll be on Versus Television, and we'll I'm sure everybody will be watching.
Got to find some place to watch it that has Versus.
Right. All right, well, that's all for the football section. Stay tuned for the rest of our podcast.